I opened my eyes, groaning when I remembered that I was still wrapped in an imaginary wooden chair sitting in front of the spirit of chaos. Discord was grinning widely as my eyes drifted up to him.
Now then, are you going to free me? I do not relish this radiant star. I like you. I truly do.
The spirit said.
But I will do what I must to free myself from this wretched prison.
I have a question first, I asked. Why did you leave the memory orbs in the first place?
Discord lifted a claw, pondering his response for a few moments.
Violet was never a very smart pony, if you've noticed by witnessing her memories,
he said finally.
But even she knew that there was power in knowledge. The memory orbs were to show you that, along with trying to explain what led Twilight to such desperation that she had to seal Spark away. It seems, however, you didn't quite get the message.
What message?
I said angrily. I was starting to get really mad over all the crypticness.
The message. The one I've been trying to tell you. I meant what I said before. There is a storm coming, Radiant Star.
Discord said, his tone shifting to a very serious nature.
A storm of immense and incalculable power.
A storm of chaos?
I asked.
All the more the reason not to free you, I think.
Discord's eyes widened and he burst into laughter, cackling wildly.
How are you, ponies? You're so hilarious when you assume things,
he said.
I wasn't talking about me. I was talking about you.
Me? What do I have to do with any of this?
I said.
You will be responsible for the oncoming storm, Radiant Star,
Discord said, his tone even and serious.
That is why you will free me. You will not be able to stop yourself. I've seen it.
What are you, prophetic or something?
I replied.
How do you know that I'm the bad mare? I couldn't believe it. I wasn't bad. I wasn't.
There was no way that Discord was right. He couldn't possibly be right. Could he?
In a sense, you could say I can see the future. Let's just say I can sense chaos in the air and I breathe it like a fish water does. And I can sense it all around you.
Discord said.
You are going to cause a storm of great chaos and it will be quite glorious.
Why did you want Twilight's power?
I said, trying to change the subject. I didn't need to hear any more about how I was going to cause a storm of whatever. I knew what I was going to do. I was going to stop Spark and end this. I wasn't the bad one. Discord was. He had been plotting this from the very beginning, even up until 200 years beforehand. He deserved to rot in the stone for eternity.
Changing the subject, are we? Temper, temper, little star. You want to know why I wanted her power? Because if I had it, I could forever be free and never have to worry about the elements sending me back into stone.
Discord replied simply.
I still want that power very much. In fact, I'm going to visit our friend Spark, should you agree to free me. I will make sure that you do not do what you plan to. I will take what is rightfully mine.
And how do you plan to do that? Spark has a body now. She's dangerous,
I said. Discord paused for a moment.
Plants? Who needs them? I make my own brand of fun,
he finally said.
More chaotic that way.
You don't know, do you?
I said.
You won't visit her. You couldn't even touch her when she was in my body. I'm sure that you still won't be able to.
I sensed I was beginning to get the upper hoof here. Discord scowled, revealing that he had in fact been bluffing.
If you are trying to derail me, Radiant Star, you will find that it is not so easy, he said. Now then, I shall explain the rules of the game, so do try to keep up and follow along.
I blinked. All sense of having the upper hoof went flying out the window.
Game?
I asked, confused. Discord grinned widely, snapping his claw. The chairs disappeared along with the table. They were replaced by a large checkered game board.
Why, chaos chess, of course,
the spirit of chaos said.
The rules are quite simple. Move your pieces against mine and try to take the king. But be warned, one wrong move and you will lose. And there are many, many, many ways for me to win.
What happens if I lose?
I said, not sure I wanted to hear the answer. The Scot's grin turned sinister. I really didn't want to hear the answer.
If you lose, you agree to set me free. The information is there in your mind. You just need to act on it. You won't, however, be able to do it in this form. You'll need to come here in your own body,
he instructed.
And you will not bring that infernal gun of yours when you do.
And if I win?
I asked. I intended to win. I was not going to set free this monstrosity.
If you somehow are capable of winning at a game I invented, well, then I suppose that you would be able to exercise your right to not free me. But that would be akin to murder now, wouldn't it?
The Scot replied.
As well, I will release you back into your own body, and we shall never have to see one another ever again.
Either way you will release me, I said. And Sunshine Sky, what if I decide to leave Manhattan and not free you?
Then I will have malevolence hunt you down and eat your soul for breakfast,
the Scot said flatly. It was the most serious I had ever heard the God of Chaos be. I could tell by the sinister glare on his face that he meant every word. I gulped slowly, thinking about the implications of this. Sighing, I looked up at the spirit and nodded.
All right, let's do this then, I said.
The Scot sneered and waved his paw, several flashes of light throwing the game pieces out onto the board. On my side, I had several pieces consisting of my friends, Dusk Blue, and a bunch of other unicorns.
The Twilight Society, I mused.
In the center of my side was a large purple alicorn figure. This had to be my king. The other side of the board appeared to be made up of ponies dressed in combat armor. There were unicorns, earth ponies, and even Pegasi tokens. I caught a brief glimpse of Captain Kirby.
The NCR?
Discord's king was represented by an ever-changing statue of himself, the tiny Draconicus rising and molding into something new every 5 seconds. The board itself began to change beneath us, turning into a scale model of the city of Manhattan. My friends and the society were safely in Ten Pony Tower, while the NCR was on the outskirts of the city. It was so...
Since you seem so keen on beating me, you may have the first move,
Discord said. I grimaced, realizing that I wasn't even sure how to play this stupid game. I thought back to the times I had sat, watching Nixies and Steeljack play their own crude version of chess. Those rules didn't seem to apply here. Discord chuckled as I sat there.
Do you have a move, or are you giving up already? I do want this to be a little fun, Radiant Star.
I shot the Draconicus an angry look and spoke.
Do my friends count as one piece, or do I have to command them separately?
I asked. Discord's eyes lit up with glee.
However you so desire, my dear. After all, what fun would it be to play Chaos Chess if the rules didn't change during the game?
The spirit replied. I sneered.
Fine, then I'd like to move my friends out of Ten Pony Tower, I said, narrowing my eyes.
If I was going to have to face a game where the rules changed all the time, I'd have to do my best to keep on my hoofs. I knew that there was something to do about the fact that the Twilight Society and the NCR were involved. Was Discord trying to tell me something about what was going to happen between the two rival factions? The pieces representing my friends, except for the piece representing me, began to make their way out into the city. They approached a section of the city board. Discord grinned widely.
My move, then. I move 4 Manticores into place to attack your friends,
the Spirit of Chaos replied. I blinked as 4 tiny Manticores appeared in adjacent squares around the others. They roared in miniature, rushing at the ponies and hellhounds standing in the center.
My friends attack,
I quickly shouted.
They attack the Manticores.
Discord sneered.
Catching on now, are we? He said. Fine, this shall be the first challenge then. Let us watch to see how it plays out, shall we?
He waved a claw, the tiny versions of my friends had begun to engage the Manticores. Within moments, the monsters had been destroyed, turned into tiny broken pieces that littered the game board. I whooped in response.
Yes, that's my friends for you,
I said, chuckling. I mean, it was only a game after all. My friends could handle themselves. They always could, even if it wasn't real. Discot sneered, his eyes narrowing at me from across the table.
Now the real fun begins. The NCR moves into the city, he said.
The various figures that belonged to the NCR were starting to leave their camp and make their way into the city, heading towards Ten Pony Tower.
I'd be careful if I were you, Radiant Star. The NCR is very trigger-happy.
I glared right back at the spirit.
Fine then, I'm going to have my friends intercept the NCR and try to talk to them, I said, feeling rather smug with myself.
My friends began to make their way towards the NCR troops. The troops stopped when my friends appeared in their square. They sat for several moments. Discord grinned.
I see how you're going to play this game, he said. Not bad, not bad at all. However, I'm the undisputed master of chaos chess, and I declare that the talks will not go as planned and the NCR sends your friends back to Ten Pony Tower with a warning.
My eyes widened. My friends started walking back on their own to the tower as the NCR held their position deep into the city.
What?
I said.
Well, I order my friends to go back.
They didn't. They kept moving towards the tower.
Why aren't they going back?
Discord chuckled loudly.
I can see you haven't figured it out by now, he said. I'd hate to ruin the surprise.
The gears in the back of my mind began to turn. The map, the game board, my friends, Ten Ponies, the NCR, all of it flew by in my thoughts. It was only then that I realized what was going on. It was ludicrous, but it made perfect sense when you realized just who you were dealing with.
This isn't a game at all, I said. This is actually happening.
Discord let out a massive chortle, nearly rolling off of his chair.
You figured it out, Radiant Star, but don't think that makes you the winner now. We're just getting started,
he snorted.
Yes, my magic is leaking out enough to the point where I can influence minor events here and there. Just like the swarm of bloodwings that are about to eat your precious friends.
I glanced down, scowling at the miniature forms, even tinier than my friends, that were soaring through the air right at them. I had to think of something. If this was really happening, then perhaps a little help could come through. I grinned.
Then I call on Dusk Blue to save the day and get them back to Ten Pony Tower safely, I shouted.
Discord growled as a blue unicorn appeared before my friends, teleporting them away to the base of the tower.
Take that, Discord!
The Bloodwings follow after, of course, Discord said, rolling his eyes.
I grimaced as I watched the Bloodwings give chase.
Well, then I use my secret weapon, I said angrily.
This game was getting too ridiculous. I had to figure out a way to end it, and soon, before something bad happened to my friends.
Oh, a secret weapon? Do tell, Discord said.
Yeah, I call on Harry the Yagwai, I said.
Out of a nearby subway station emerged a giant black miniature bear. It roared as loudly as its little form could let it, charging towards a swarm of bloodwings. The mutated bats were apparently afraid of the creature and began to fly away, giving my friends enough time to get into Ten Pony Tower safely.
Fine. You got that, but here's the coup de grace,
the Spirit of Disharmony replied.
The NCR issues an ultimatum threat to Ten Pony Tower. The stage is set for the greatest of all chaos. War.
Even you would never stoop that low, Discord, I said.
The Spirit shrugged.
Doesn't matter. It means that I win the game. If we continue to play, your king will be taken and I will have influenced chaos beyond measure causing you to lose anyways, he said. As I said before, I always win.
He waved a claw, causing the game board to disappear completely.
And now you have to free me.
I scowled. I wasn't quite sure at all what caused me to lose. I wasn't even sure how to play the stupid game in the first place. But I had to stick to what I had promised. I made a deal with the devil, and it was time to pay up.
You win,
I said softly.
But I have one more question before we end this.
Oh, and what could you possibly need to know?
Discord said, grinning.
Discord?
I barked.
If I do this, if I free you, will you promise to leave this place? To leave Spark B? I have to be the one to find her. I have to be the one to save her.
Schaefer, why would you ever want to do that?
Discord said, his expression changing to one of befuddlement. The Spirit of Chaos couldn't clearly understand why I would want such a thing.
Because the world needs the element of magic, Discord. Harmony, disharmony, both are needed to keep the world in balance, I said.
I closed my eyes, sighing. Discord was right about one thing. No matter how much I wanted to see him die, the world needed his force just as much as it needed Spark. Harmony and disharmony existed together. Without one or the other to provide balance, the world would not survive. It was my only option. I just hoped that I could get Discord to agree to not go after Spark.
I see that now, but in order for the world to benefit from both, both need to be there. That's why I need to save Spark.
A dangerous proposition if there ever was one, Discord mused. I suppose that I can occupy my time until the occasion arises that I must devour you to prevent you from destroying the world and then take the power I so desire.
That's not exactly comforting, I said angrily. Besides, I promise I will not do what you think I'm going to do. I will make sure of it.
Discord shrugged.
It is what it is, Radiant Star. I will tell you something, the spirit said. Twilight spellbound Spark so that you could never hurt any pony ever again. Nightmare was bound into Luna all the way up until the end of the war. She did it to sacrifice herself so that Nightmare could not longer corrupt the elements of harmony. But the damage was quite done. And now, here you are, harboring Twilight's connection. What will you do to prevent you from harming others? Will you sacrifice yourself?
If I have to, yes, I said. I will do whatever it takes, whatever I have to. I will restore Spark and stop this madness.
Discord grinned.
Then come closer to the statue, he said. You know, it's a funny thing. I was lying before when I said you had to be in your original body to free me. All you need to do to free me is to touch the statue. Funny how things turn out, don't they?
My eyes widened as I glanced past the Ezreal spirit at the statue.
And you will do as I say? Leave Spark alone? Leave this place?
I said. Discord nodded.
Freedom, well, freedom is all I ever truly wanted, the spirit said. After all, I'm the spirit of chaos and disharmony. I can do anything I want. Perhaps I will have fun over the next century or so, littering the wasteland with useless junk and those silly bottle caps your ponies find so appealing. You never know what I might do.
I grimaced. I stood, trotting past the form of the Draconicus. I had made up my mind. I knew what I had to do. I placed my hoof on the statue, concentrating hard. Somewhere, somehow, I knew that a certain Lavender Alicorn would be quite unhappy about all of this. But right now, she wasn't around, and I didn't think this was something she needed to know. The statue began to glow unnaturally, cracks forming all over it. I stepped back away from it, watching as the ethereal form of Discord disappeared completely. The statue burst at the cracks as the sinewy form of the Spirit of Chaos stretching out and cracking his neck. He glanced down at me with those malicious yellow eyes.
Well, hardly the beauty sleep I had hoped for, he said. However, you do have my thanks, little star.
Just send me back to my own body in Sunshine Sky too. Return her to Tenpony, I said.
Discord grinned again, a real grin this time instead of the spirit form.
Oh, I did agree to that, didn't I? He said. Fine, but before I leave you, I have one more thing to tell you. If you're going after Spark, beware the world that lives inside Everfree. The magic there is wild, uncontrolled. It always has been and always will be. After all, it's a place where I thrived.
I'm aware of that, I said. Everfree has only gotten wilder since Red Eye cleared out of there.
Discord chuckled.
Then I shall leave you with a riddle, little star. Wild creatures big and small, do not near this ancient hall. Darkness taints the land beneath the moon, and winter is destined to come soon. For closer you arrive to what you seek, the one you should fear will begin her reap. So caution and warning to you and your friends, for friendship cannot save you in the end.
I blinked. What the hell did that mean? Discord merely sneered as he snapped his claws at me. A massive surge of white light surrounded me and I felt my entire mind and body being ripped away at the seams. After several moments of antagonizing pain, my vision went dark.
Star? Is she awake?
I can't tell. Poke her a bit to see.
Ouch!
I shouted as my eyes shot open at the feeling of a hoof jabbing into my side. I craned my neck around to see Violet sitting there, a sheepish grin on her face. The others were standing around behind her, watching intently.
I was just trying to see if you were awake,
Violet said, retracting her hoof.
How long have I been out?
I said, my throat feeling quite parched.
About 2 days, I'd say, give or take,
Violet replied softly.
We weren't sure what was going on. Was the memory orb that long?
It wasn't the memory orb, I said.
It was Discord. He forced me to trade bodies with Sunshine Sky. He had captured her.
What?
My friends collectively said. I sighed and nodded. A glimmer of light between my forehoofs drew my attention. Where before there had been a single memory orb, now there were two. One of them was the one I had just entered, which had gone dark. The other glittered brightly. The words, "One final parting gift," were etched into its side. I picked it up and set it on the table in front of us.
I freed him, I said. Discord, that is.
My friends continued to stare at me like I was insane.
He was trapped inside a stone statue in an old military base out on Manhattan Harbor.
Wait, when you say you freed him, you mean?
Patch said. I nodded.
The god of chaos and disharmony is loose in the wasteland, I said. I let him out.
My eyes widened when I realized what I had done. I'd let out possibly one of the most dangerous forces in the universe out into a playground. And yet, I believed he would honor our agreement. At least, for now. I knew that somewhere, somehow in the future our paths would cross again. Would we somehow become friends? Something about the way Discord treated me still felt rather off. Like he was pushing me, prodding me forward, trying to help. He had mentioned something in Twilight's memory about being reformed. So was he actually good? Or evil? I decided that in the end it didn't really matter. He was Discord. Mysterious and mischievous to the very end. I looked back at my friends. Their expressions were ones of fear and befuddlement.
So are we, like, going to have to run for our lives now?
Lilith broke the silence. I chuckled softly.
No, I don't think we'll need to worry about him interfering with our plans, I said. We sort of made an agreement.
How do you know he'll honor it?
Violet said.
I mean, this is Discord we're talking about here.
I nodded.
I just know, I said. Now then, I've been out for 2 days. What's been going on around here? Have you guys gone to see Dr. Rot yet?
I asked, feeling more invigorated than ever to get right back on track.
Well, it's been a little more interesting, but not as interesting as what happened to you, Patch said. We went to go and try to talk to the NCR.
Ran into a pack of manticores on the way there, Sir Jack said.
I blinked.
Well, that confirms everything that happened while I was playing that stupid game with Discord, I thought. Really? That's crazy, I said, grinning nervously.
Steeljack raised an eyebrow.
You're right, Star, he asked.
My eyes widened.
Never better. Yep, I'm all good, I said.
Steeljack coughed.
All right, then, he said, glancing over at Patch. Go on, darling.
Well, we were on our way to the camp when we found a group of NCR soldiers in the city proper,
the Green Mare continued.
They're moving into the city. I thought maybe I could use whatever pull I had with Kirby to try and convince him otherwise. Let me guess, I said. That didn't work.
Pat shook her head.
They ran us out of their extended camp, she said. I never even got a chance to talk to Kirby. Star, they're preparing for war.
I grimaced. I had hoped that was the one thing that Discord hadn't fully influenced, but it seemed that he had. Or had he? Had Discord actually made those events happen? Or had he simply had the foresight to see the chaos of them to predict what would occur? I couldn't rightfully tell.
Our only option then is to seek out Captain Kirby and try to speak with him, I said. However, priority number one should be locating this dry rat. I will see if we can get a message to the NCR, try and delay this if I can. Once that is done, we will leave for Duskhove.
I shot a sly glance over at Violet, who was looking a little red in the cheeks.
Anything else happened while I was gone, Violet?
The mare groaned and then finally exploded.
Okay, okay, you were right. He was real,
she shouted. I grinned widely, knowing exactly who she was talking about.
Oh, and who might you be talking about, Violet?
I said.
Harry, all right? You were right about Harry. He's not an imaginary bear, she said. In fact, he saved us from some very nasty bloodwings. Is he all right?
I said, remembering how I had countered the bloodwing swarm. I hadn't seen where the Yaogi had run off to after chasing the swarm away. Violet nodded.
Good. Perhaps in the future you'll believe me when I say I've seen a giant bear.
My green laugh grumbled under her breath. I giggled and stood, stretching out my wings. It felt so good to have them back. I never realized how much I'd missed them. Finishing my stretches, I opened my eyes.
Feeling better?
Patch said. I nodded.
I am. Now if you will all excuse me, I must speak with Dusk Blue, I said, moving towards the door.
I stopped and glanced back at my friends.
Do what you can to get ready so that we can go visit Dr. Rod.
They nodded, going about their business. I sighed and pushed open the door, thinking about what I was going to do about the NCR. Discord worried me enough. His presence being free out in the wasteland still didn't strike me as being a good thing, but there was nothing I could do about it for now. I trotted to the elevator, taking it all the way down to the main lobby. Ten Pony Tower in many ways reminded me of theater, except the hustle and bustle of this place was far more subdued. I could tell that the ponies here loved their comfort as opposed to the racious, loud nature of the MMMMM and their charges. Still, I realized that I didn't know exactly where to find Dusk Blue as I walked through the halls. A tap on my shoulder blade told me I didn't need to, however. I glanced to my side, seeing a very familiar pink unicorn.
Radiant Star,
Sunshine Sky said, her squeaky voice reminding me all too well of the time I'd spent inside of her body.
I believe I owe you a debt of gratitude.
Sunshine, I replied. I believe you don't owe me anything. After all, we were both imprisoned. What happened to you?
The pink unicorn motioned for me to follow her. As we walked, she started to speak.
I was out around Central Station looking for any clues on the Elecon that attacked the outlying settlements, she said softly. I thought maybe it had something to do with you. I guess I was right about that.
You were. Did you find anything concrete?
When we asked around there, no pony really knew what happened,
I asked. Sunshine sighed.
I figured as much. I can confirm that the Elecon that attacked the settlements was Spark, she said. Discord said as much when he captured me.
Why did he take you? I said.
Sunshine shrugged.
He said he wanted to use me as bait to get you to come to him, the pink mare replied. Before I knew it, I was watching you pilot my body. I definitely had a lot of trouble with that part, I said, chuckling.
Sunshine giggled.
That you did. Still, thank you. You saved my life, she said.
I lifted a hoof.
No worries, really. I'm just glad you're all right, I said. Listen, Sunshine, I need to speak to Dusk Blue. What happened with Discord, the NCR, and the Twilight Society? We need to find a way to delay what's going on, at least until we can get them into the same room together to talk things out. I don't think either side really wants a war if it can be avoided.
I agree,
Sunshine said.
Dusk Blue is aware of this already. He asked for me to come find you and speak with you. He's very busy at the moment, but is hearing everything we're saying. Telepathy spell.
The pink mare grinned, tapping the side of her head.
I see, I said. So then, what should we do? I want to help, but I have pressing matters that I need to attend to as well.
Your friend Patch, Sunshine said plainly.
I nodded.
Dusk says that he understands your needs, but wants to see if you can try speaking to the NCR again. I know that this is difficult, Star, but we cannot budge from our position. Celestia 1 belongs to the Twilight Society. The NCR will need to trust us that we will use it appropriately. But if you don't compromise, the NCR will attack, Sunshine.
Even 10 pony couldn't withstand their combined military might if they chose to devote enough pony power to it, I pleaded. Sunshine sighed. Understand, Star, this isn't greed. We're the only ones who understand how to use this technology, she said. This is the legacy that Twilight Sparkle left us. My eyes widened. Well, she left me with a jumble of emotions and a boatload of manure, I replied. Sunshine shied away as I lifted my hoof. I closed my eyes and hung my head. Look, I'm sorry, I've seen firsthand how bad things can get when ponies don't talk and work together. It never ends well. Sunshine nodded. Dusk says that he understands and will be willing to speak to the NCR if you can facilitate an early meeting, she said. Her horn flared, floating out a tiny circular device to me. Take this with you. It's a long-range hologram device, late Ministry of Arcane Science design. It's a little unpredictable, but it should let Dusk speak directly to the NCR officer in charge. I levitated the device out of her magical grip, placing it into my saddlebags. And what about my friend? What about Dry Rot? I asked. Take care of this for us, and you will be free to pursue your own plans, Sunshine said. All you have to do is deliver the unit, and the rest will be up to us. I narrowed my eyes at her. Deal. We'll go out first thing in the morning, I said, turning away from the unicorn to leave her. Star? Sunshine called after me. I stopped, glancing back at her. Yes? I meant what I said before. I really am thankful that you saved me, she said. I smiled. You're welcome, I replied as I started my journey back up to my room. The others weren't going to be happy about this, but we didn't have much of a choice. We had technically made an agreement to help the society with the NCR and had to see it through to the end. Several moments passed before I pushed open the door to our room. Violet looked up at me expectantly. So, what's the word? She asked. I sighed, shaking my head. No dice. Dusk Blue wants us to deliver something to the NCR. Something that would let them talk to each other, I said. Once that is done, then we can go seek out Dry Rot. Violet's eyes narrowed. So, when do we leave? She said. First thing in the morning, sorry, every pony. I tried to get them to agree to it, I said, glancing over at Patch. The green mare smiled. It's no big deal, Star. I can wait, you know, she said. I'm fine, really I am. I sighed, plopping to my haunches. I know, I feel like I'm responsible for all of this happening to you. I just want to, you know, fix it, I said. Patch smiled again softly. She stood, coming closer to me. Violet and the others nodded knowingly as they gave us some privacy, heading back to their rooms. I know you feel like it's your fault, Star. It's not. I don't blame you for this, Patch said. I hung my head low as the green mare reached out with a hoof, placing it on my shoulder. Trust me, it'll be all right. We'll make it through this. I'll make it through this. Okay, you're right. I shouldn't be worrying this much about this, I said, glancing up at the mare. I think I'm just gonna try and get some sleep. We've got a long day ahead of us. Patch nodded, trotting back to her own room. I slunked into the room and plopped down next to Violet. The love of my life nuzzled me closely, bringing a smile to my face. It had been far too long since I'd enjoyed something so simple in my life as a quick nuzzle. My eyes drifted down to the memory orb Discord had left me. Violet followed my gaze and then looked away with a sad look on her face. We were all worried about you when you didn't come out of the memory orb, she said softly. I was worried. I started to say. No, you don't get it, Star, Violet said suddenly, cutting me off. Her voice was edgy, angry. You said before that it was my purpose in life to protect the things I love, but I can't protect you when you're off in those things. What if next time you don't wake up? I'm sorry, Violet, I said softly. I glanced down at the memory orb again. Part of me really wanted to just grab a hold of it and drop right into it then and there. I almost did. Violet placed a hoof on my shoulder. I looked up at her, meeting her pleading gaze. I know you are, she said. Just try to exercise a little caution, please. I love you so much, Star. I don't want to lose you.
She was starting to tear up. I reached in, giving her a nuzzle. I opened my mouth, pressing my lips to hers in a brief, chaste kiss. I pulled away, smiling.
"And you won't, I promise you,"
I said. I looked at the memory orb and batted it away with my forehoof, knocking it across the room.
"I will still need to view that at some point, but until we're done here, I promise no more memory orbs."
Violet smiled, wiping away her tears.
Okay, she said. I'm okay with that.
She reached in and nuzzled me again. I sighed, resting my head against hers. We laid there for several long moments before we finally drifted off to sleep. I glanced up from where I was sitting, groaning loudly. The library was in the last place I wanted to be after everything that had happened. I stood trotting towards the door.
"Might as well get this over with,"
I thought, pushing it open. The library felt cold and there was very little light. I cringed as I stepped inside.
"Hello?"
I called out. No response.
"Great,"
I thought.
"I'm sure I've probably royally pissed off Little Miss High and Mighty."
I trotted into the center of the dark library, glancing about nervously. Where in the hell was Twilight? Hoofs stomping on the ground alerted me to the Alicorn's presence as she appeared at the top of the stairs. She tromped down the stairs, glaring at me.
"What did you do?"
she said angrily. I looked away for a moment and then returned her glare.
"I did what I had to," I replied. "I'm going to assume you know. About Discord, yes, I'm aware of what you did,"
Twilight spat venomously.
Why did you let him go?"
I sighed, taking a deep breath.
"Balance," I said. "Discord may be a little off his rocker, but he's not evil. He's just a force, like order. But the world needs both harmony and disharmony to survive. That's why I had to free him."
Twilight continued to glare at me.
"And you really believed that he wasn't interested in killing you? Or taking Spark? He's Discord. He's a liar. It is in his nature,"
she shouted. I stomped a hoof.
"And what do you know about lying, Twilight? You knew what was going on all along. Why didn't you tell me about Luna, about Nightmare, about what you did to Spark?"
I shouted right back. Twilight's eyes widened.
"That's right. I saw the memories. Why did you seal Spark away? Why did Luna do what she did? I want to know."
"There are plenty of things you do not understand, Star," Twilight said softly. "Life was not easy for any of us during the war."
"Then enlighten me,"
I said gruffly.
"You brought me here to yell at me about Discord, so the only decent thing to do is to answer my own questions."
Twilight sighed, lowering her head. She finally nodded after a few long moments.
"First off, you have to remember, Spark is dangerous. She was dangerous back then, and she is still dangerous today. I recognized that. Yes, I might have been a little extreme in my methods, but it was the only way to prevent her from pursuing her plans,"
the Lavender Alicorn explained.
"What exactly did you do to her?"
I said. "I sealed her essence in a soul gem. A soul gem is something the zebras believe can hold the souls of their departed loved ones. It's often used in dark magic," Twilight said. "I managed to get my hoofs on one, thanks to an old friend of mine, a zebra named Zakura. She wouldn't say where she got it from, only that it was very old." I cocked an eyebrow at this. Twilight had been friends with a zebra? I didn't quite remember anything about that.
"Funny," I thought. "A lot of things have been slipping my mind lately. Must be stress."
Twilight smiled softly and continued speaking. "The soul gem, combined with the spell energy and my sacrifice, were enough to seal Spark inside of it."
"Then how the heck did she get out? And how did you know how to seal her in the first place?"
I asked frantically. Twilight scowled.
I've never told any pony else this before," she said. It was Celestia. She knew how to bind Spark. I don't know how she knew, but she did. And as to how Spark escaped, that I don't know."
"Celestia?"
I inquired. I cocked my head.
"But Spark was with you all the time. How did she not see what was coming? She seemed genuinely surprised in the memory."
Twilight nodded.
"That was because Celestia gave me a spell to block certain portions of my mind away from her," she replied.
Spark asked me about it from time to time. I told her that the spell was to organize my thoughts better. I had been feeling rather stressed from running the ministry all the time. She bought it, hook, line and sinker. I see, I said. What does Luna have to do with all of this? She sealed Discord away. She also had nightmare inside of her still. Why? Luna never lost the nightmare, Twilight said. It was always deep inside of her, somewhere. When I found out that Spark had been corrupted by her, I confronted Luna. She was hurting. There were many reasons that Luna stayed in the shadows during the war. Nightmare was one of those. What do you mean? I asked. Luna, she was trying her hardest to prevent Nightmare from escaping. Right after Celestia abdicated the throne and the ministries were in place, she had an episode. It was kept secret. Equestria did not need to give the zebras any indication that Nightmare Moon had returned. It took a lot of effort, but we managed to calm her down, Twilight replied. The Lavender Alicorn sighed and lifted a hoof. You have to understand, Luna wasn't bad. Nightmare was the evil one. Luna had to do everything she could to hold her inside. So why did she banish Discord? I said. It was relieving to finally be getting some answers for a change. I don't know, to be honest, Star, Twilight said. Discord, he visited me after I sealed Spark. He said something about wanting her, our power. I suspect it had something to do with that. He did want it, I said without missing a beat. He wanted it to be free. At least that's what he said. The more I heard of both sides of the story made me feel like Discord had some further motive for wanting Spark's power. Twilight's explanation didn't make me feel any better about it. I guess that's all I need to know then, I said. Look, I know that you're angry about what happened with Discord, but I had no choice. If I didn't free him, we'd never have been able to get to Spark. He had us locked into freeing him either way. Twilight narrowed her eyes at me. I know, she said. I'm sorry, I'm tired of all these distractions. Every moment I can feel the connection weakening. I don't know exactly what will happen if it's severed completely. Nothing good, I'm afraid. What? I said, cocking my head in confusion. Well, if we take the principle of aneuromorphic spells into account, factoring in the... Twilight began, glancing up at me before blushing fiercely. Sorry, Equestrian, got it. I'm afraid if the connection severs, there's a chance that you will die, Radiant Star.
Footnotes. Radiant Star, maximum level reached. Quest perk, Touch of Chaos. Your experiences with the Spirit of Chaos have affected your internal systems. You now have a random chance to pass any skill check when under stress. Violet Iris, level up. Patch, level up. Steeljack, level up. Lilith, level up.